Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. We started this podcast because we believe that it isn't necessarily the rich, powerful, or well-known who are making the waves in this world. It's the moms. It's the women who are tending to their toddlers while launching international nonprofits or nursing their babies and creating art. It's the women who believe in both their mother self and their other self and who are nourishing both as those around them stand back in admiration for the way they stride through life. We know this to be true. It's the hand that rocks the cradle that rules the world. Join the Mama Bear community where we support and encourage women doing big and bold things with their lives, in addition to being great moms, and dare you to harness the power of your Mama Bear to live a life of love and compassion.
Yeah. Hi, Leslie.
Hey, Tessie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing so well. So, Mama Bears, welcome to the Mama Bear Dare podcast. We are your hosts, Tessie and Leslie Klipsch. We are sisters. In case this is your first podcast episode you've listened, enjoy, because this is actually our April Fool's episode.
That's right. We decided early on in this, we kept making fools of ourselves over and over again as we were recording this podcast, that it would be really fun to have an April Fool's episode where we just sort of talked about the things that we've learned as we've endeavored in this podcast world, and just have a little bit of fun on a fun day.
It's true. And also, you and I are both big believers in sharing our struggles as well as our successes. I know in this like filtered world of ours that sometimes I think specifically for moms, we can start to feel like we're not enough. That it's just like we see awesome vacation photos or moms doing crafts that we've not had time to do or whatever it is. So Mama Bears, we want you to know that it's not all 100% unedited goodness over here.
That's right. I mean, I feel like our listeners might be on to that a little bit.
Excited to narrow it down to just five things we've learned as we've started. So do you want to talk about the first one? Because it's a doozy for two writers.
Oh, I know. It's a doozy. It's true. So number one thing that we've learned since we have started the Mama Bear Dares podcast is the definition of duplicitous. So if you recall in our many initial episodes of this podcast, we challenged artists, entrepreneurs, creative visionaries, social change agents, activists, all women who have tapped their mama bears and dared to live full, joyful, duplicitous lives. Well, it turns out, Mama Bears, that none of us should be living duplicitous lives. The definition of duplicitous is actually deceitful, as in treacherous, duplicitous behavior, deceitful behavior, or given to or marked by deliberate deceptiveness in behavior or speech.
So actually exactly what, like, the antithesis of what we want. We're wanting authentic mama bear behavior, yeah, and we are encouraging them to do the opposite.
Right. We apologize and take back all of the moments where we encouraged treachery and lies. So we like, I mean, duplicitous is a great word.
I know.
Like,
why do they have to go and make it such a terrible thing?
It's
and fun. We should also
rolls
give
off the tongue.
It does roll off the tongue. We should give a shout out to the Mama Bears who did let us know kindly and subtly that we were using the wrong word. So we appreciate you, Mother Bears. That was really sweet of you to text us.
Yes, and say, are you sure that you want to be celebrating duplicitous women?
So exactly.
Anyway,
that was
we learned
one, for sure.
That was number one. We learned a new word, and yeah, we've since changed our introduction to allow it to fully reflect what we stand for. Why don't you go ahead and talk about number two? This is a fun one.
So when we were starting the podcast, we, of course, knew we were going to need a joint email account that we could send everything to, our sponsors, all of that. And so I set it up on my phone, too, to come to my phone. And there's this awesome clothing that has Mama Bear on it. We found her through Instagram.
Right, it's The Homemade Kid, and you'll be hearing more about her.
We're really excited about her. Yeah. Leslie had reached out to her because she liked one of our initial photographs on Instagram and asked to partner with her. Her email back went to our joint email, but when I got it, I read it like you, Leslie, were forwarding it to me. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I responded with, OMG, I'm freaking out. This is so exciting. Because she had said she was in on a partnership. We were doing a podcast. So I said, Leslie, are you so excited about that? And I thought it was weird that you didn't know yet. You're like, wait, mm-hmm. She said yes? And then we realized that instead of responding to you, my excitement over a partnership, which will amount to, like, a t-shirt. So, I mean, you should be excited, but I think the Mama Bears get a good idea that maybe, you know, I just find great pleasure in little joys, but mm-hmm. I had, in fact, replied to her.
And I love that
to her.
About you.
Thank you. I had, in fact, replied
but
to
you
her.
Had... Yes, in all caps, OMG, I'm so freaking excited over... what might be a t-shirt, but it's great. I mean, she didn't seem totally scared off. Like, I think, you know, I went ahead then and I was like, so you got in some sister crossfire of like real excitement, and
your
please
response
know
email
that
was really amazing.
Indeed, we are excited. But that was, you know, meant for us. But, you know, Tessie, you said it best. I hope that we just never lose that extreme joy and excitement over very little victories.
It's true. So future sponsors or potential sponsors of Mama Bear mm-hmm. Dares, you can rest easy knowing we will be so joyful about each and every one of you.
That's right.
The third thing is also about me in that my kids love listening to the podcast, which is awesome, but my 13-year-old, as most 13-year-olds are wont to do, is very good about being totally real with me, and he said, Mom, you kind of sound like a man. So this was another thing that I learned that I did not know, obviously, previously. But looking back on the initial ones, I think there was, like, some audio. But also, I didn't want to show my excitement. So instead, I just was super monotone. So how about that, right?
It's okay. I mean, I think, you know, we're all born into this world with different sounding voices. And I, you know, I mean, just the same. He could have said that I get a little screechy and all that stuff. So
but
I don't think
didn't.
You sound like a man,
he
actually.
maybe I just sound like his kind of man, which is a 13-year-old boy transitioning to a
okay.
man.
Okay, that could be. Okay, you can take some solace in that, I think. And I'm not really sure how to frame number four, so I'm probably just going to make it really quick and simple. But so thank you, all of you who have given us 5-star reviews on iTunes. There has been so many, and that is just so generous of you. And really, like, it matters, right? Like, we were on New and Noteworthy under the Kids and Family section.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I mean, yeah. This is so exciting. And though we're not sure, because it's hard to kind of figure out the analytics of iTunes, mm-hmm. But we are fairly certain that we would not be there if we weren't getting so much engagement from our listeners. So thank you. 1,000 yes. times thank you. We do have one 4-star review, however. And Tessie, gosh darn it, that 4-star review is from my mom. So, God bless. I mean, she knows there's always a little bit of room for improvement. And so, that's that.
And just to prove that we are not above showing you how far we've come in the short time we've been doing this, we wanted to show you some outtakes that we think are pretty great. Yeah, so sometimes, like we've said, we laugh a lot, right? But you gotta get down to it. I mean, it's right. Really hard when you and I could talk forever, and then we add in a friend who sometimes we haven't talked to for a while, mm-hmm. or we mm-hmm. haven't obviously ever talked to them on a podcast, mm-hmm. and so we get to talking, but sometimes you just gotta get down to business.
That's right, you gotta just get it done.
What's new, girls? It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you.
You too. Yeah.
Don't get too... Hold on. Let's get into it. Should we get into it? Because this might be gold. This might be podcast gold right now that we're getting into.
When we interviewed Jody, we decided that we were at our best when we could see each other. Mm-hmm. So the first couple of podcasts that we did, we really just had audio, but we figured it out now where we have video. And so, oh my gosh, when we interviewed Jody, she had the cutest little kitten that was just like sitting on her shoulder the whole time. And we had a good chuckle. I mean, Jody and I will admit, like, we haven't always been animal people, right?
We've actually never been animal people. It's not that we haven't always been. It's that you two have been actually opposed to animals for as long as I can remember.
It's true, but you would never know that if you were to just listen to us talk about her adorable kitty. Adorable.
She's, my cold animal heart is just, it's growing. And
does it hurt? Does it physically hurt, Leslie, when it grows?
She is adorable.
I'm just so proud of you, too.
Is it a boy?
So you all know how all three of my children are in school now this year for the first time. And so, like a lot of moms out there, I get my work done when my kids are in school. And so Tessie and I, all of our kids are in school. So of course, it's during the school day that we're having these conversations with each other and really strategizing about this podcast and interviewing guests. Mm-hmm. And you know, you think your kids are just safe and doing fine at school. But it was during Jody's interview that I was alerted to the fact that that Cinta had actually cut her hair that day. So I got a note from the teacher while we were recording informing me that Cintayu had taken the classroom scissors meant for paper and art projects and given herself a haircut. So that was fun.
And I loved her response. So Mama Bears, check out this little clip.
I did, you guys, get a text message too while we were talking that it's from Cinta's teacher and she just cut her hair. So I'm sorry, I didn't
the
see
funniest the part about that is that it's not the first time, actually.
No, oh, it's okay, I'll move. Yeah, so I was trying to play it cool. But I was like, oh God, she just cut her hair and she said she doesn't know why she did it. So,
as you know, Mama Bears, we ask every guest, if we have time at the end, what kind of books they're reading or articles they're into, all of that kind of stuff. And you heard some of Jody's, but what you didn't hear was about a 5-minute conversation the three of us had about the Kon Mari book. It's this little book called The Magical Art of Tidying Up, right?
the life-changing magic of tidying up.
Right, yes. And it's this tiny book that's taken the world by storm. Like, it's crazy. Gone gangbusters. Mm-hmm. But in our conversation, Jody admitted to not actually reading the whole book. She read the Cliff Notes version. And so we had a really funny discussion about the fact that you and I have actually read the book, and you went so far as to KonMari some of your house. I've done none of it.
Oh, yeah. My, my wardrobe has been revamped thanks to this method.
Yeah.
For sure. And like, I am pretty, I'm a rule follower, so I was to the book.
Of course you were.
By the book, for sure. And I just don't think Jody took it as seriously.
And I, you know, I proceeded to thank the things that I would no longer serve me and let those go into the world, and then kept the ones that I felt attached to still.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you're much more like, you're like hardcore. I didn't actually do that, but.
So you actually did the Cliff Notes version of tidying up too. I love that.
To any of my belongings, but I just like kicked them to the curb when it was.
Leslie, you will remember that our interview with Chrissy was one of the first that we taped, so we were really trying to figure all of the logistics out, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
and so during her interview, there were quite a few times when the audio would just cut out and mm-hmm. no one had any idea what was happening, and there would just be long pauses, then nothing. Right. I think it happened like 3 times.
We weren't sure, you know, if someone, yeah, like we couldn't tell if someone else was trying to talk or like if we had just been totally cut out of the conversation. It was very confusing.
Right. And then one of the times Chrissy just started giving the play-by-play about what her dog Savannah was doing. So sometimes you'll get audio cutouts and other times you'll just get a little glimpse of what it's like to talk to Chrissy on the phone.
Are you guys there?
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know what to say.
She's just absorbing that. It's fine.
Like, I don't know. Shine that goodness out in the world with whoever we come into contact next.
Absolutely.
Anyone?
There are two.
I feel like outside, and there are two friendly little friends walking across the street.
Like, is she going to leave the yard? Is this the time?
Uh-oh.
This is where
she's going to stay.
I think I'm going to make a blooper reel.
That would be really funny.
And one part of it will be when we're just listening to the play-by-play of Savannah possibly leaving the yard.
And sometimes, Mama Bears, you just get a little bit goofy. And you start saying things that maybe you don't think through. Or you just start laughing, or you're tripping all, you get all tongue-tied. And we are not above sharing those moments with you either.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Chrissy, thank you so much for spending time on Mama Dare. it started so strong.
Like right now, I'm a little distracted because do you see my, like the feed of my image? Like I feel like my hands look so big.
All I see is my really bright red face from exfoliating.
Bye, Rob. Just waving with my huge hand. I remember when I first went to my orientation at the University of Iowa, how they have like the summer orientation class. And there was a girl there who I thought was really cool. I remember she had like a specific way of speaking. And it's probably, I don't know what it, I mean, this was like 1996, so I'm not sure if I could like imitate it now, but it was how a cool person must talk. And I remember going home and being like, now I talk like this, and I'm back, and I'm in Tipton, but I totally, you know, I talk like this now. And my mom, like, didn't say anything. I'm sure she noticed. I remember going straight to my grandma's house and, like, telling everyone about orientation, and I'm sure I had an accent, and everyone was so nice because they didn't call me out on it.
That's crazy and also really awesome. Leslie, maybe my favorite outtake ever so far. And it's one in which I shared with Zach and my brother Marcus on an airplane flying to the Dominican Republic because it was that funny and I still laugh every time. Was you trying the Mama Bear Dares on Amy's interview?
Yeah, that was a tricky one, if I recall. That's really tricky.
Well, my favorite part was our mama bears now are going to get to hear. This is actually your third take. I'm not sure if you even know that. Oh my gosh. And it is just so good. I think it's a perfect glimpse into who you are, and I think that's why I love it so much.
Well, it's funny though, because I don't ever say Yahoo. Like, and so I don't even know, like I don't remember the last time. Or is it Yeehaw? What do I say? Like, yeah, it's Yeehaw. Like, when do I say Yeehaw?
I think Tipton in you that's been suppressed by years
the
of
small
Chicago
town.
Living
it's true. Like, the small town just came on out. Sure, I don't know.
It sure did. It's amazing. Enjoy this one, Mama Bears.
Thank you. And Mama Bears, we have a dare for you, of course. So, Mama Bears, we dare you to test your tolerance for risk and try to stretch it, even if it's just an inch. Start researching, start talking to friends, and just reach for a new business or reach for a new idea or a new relationship. And don't worry if it looks like you'll take a loss. Try to kind of ramp that risk. This is terrible.
Yeah, but you're really excited about it.
Okay. Mama Bears, we have a dare for you. We dare you to test your tolerance for risk and stretch it, even if it's just an inch. Start researching, start talking, start asking questions, and maybe start a new business and take a loss, or see this idea through to the end and know that you're going to be better off just for having taken that risk. Simply engage in a conversation, even though there's no guarantee that it will go well. Wear something vintage or something weird because you want to, even though it might turn heads. Wrangle that mama bear and pour it into something daring and something beautiful. Yahoo!
She's dying.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
That really went places. That really
I
went places.
Sure did. Sure did.
That was amazing.
So, Tessie, in all seriousness, though, where do we draw the confidence to do these things, do you think?
I mean, honestly, it's probably in each other. I think you can do anything you want.
That is true.
when you're backed by someone who will laugh with you. Yeah. And it's true.
But truly, I think that life is far too short. And if you want to do something, you should do it. And especially in kind of the world we live in, when you can write a book and publish it on your own, if you've always wanted to write a book, you can start a podcast and do it. Just do it. Mm-hmm. You don't need a lot of equipment. You don't need a lot of that. You can, if you've always wanted to record a CD, you can do that without any help. You know, before you used to have all of these producers and whatever. Now you can do it all on your own. So just do mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, we've for sure learned from all of the mistakes that we've made here. Mm-hmm. But that's true, not just with something like this, like a podcast, but in anything we do in life, we learn by doing. We learn through mm-hmm. doing. I think we've heard that many, many times. And, you know, we learn from our mistakes, and we won't make mistakes unless we jump in and roll up our sleeves and just give it a shot.
Absolutely.
I love Brené Brown, and she talks about just being vulnerable, and that's something that we've talked about on the podcast of being of value to us. And I think that, you know, in this podcast and in a lot of things in life, it's a daring thing to just show up and let yourself, like your real true self, be seen. And I think there's, you know, we value that authentic mama bear, that authentic woman or man or who you are. And it's worth kind of the headache that Brené Brown talks about, that vulnerability hangover. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a great conversation with someone, or you just are very real and you show yourself to the world, we're kind of trained to second guess that. We have all these voices saying like, oh, life would be easier if you hadn't have said that, or if you mm-hmm. hadn't lived your truth that way. And so I think this podcast has been, you know, I've had plenty of vulnerability hangovers, you know, and I anticipate more of just like, oh my gosh, or we went there or whatever. It's just, in my opinion, it's just a better way to live, just showing up and being who you are, and finding, you know, a friend or two to do it with. That certainly helps too.
Yeah, I hope our Mama Bear community gets that from, I mean, obviously all of our guests so far have been very vulnerable with us, but I hope they hear that from us as well. And even though this April Fool's Day podcast is a bit of a joke, it also lends itself to that, is to us wanting to just be out there and let you guys know that we are just trying to do this and be as real with you as possible, which is the scariest thing, because it'd be a lot easier to kind of put on a mask and show up. But I think that that's just not who we are. And so we're going to try to continue to show up and be as real with you as we can be, and hope that you continue to love it, because it's scary. It's so scary. But we want you to do the same. We want you guys, you mama bears, to do the same.
So even if we fail, Tessie, I'm really glad that we're doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a lot of fun, and I think that we're personally growing from this, and mm-hmm. we're learning so much about the people that we interview, and hopefully we're putting something worthwhile out into the world. But you know what? Even if no one listens, I think I'm better off for having engaged in these conversations, and I'm just glad we're here.
Absolutely. And I know that no matter what, it's made our relationship stronger, and it's just reminded me that the world is full of incredible women doing really powerful things with their lives. And if that's what we get out of this, is just that reminder, I'm okay with that.
I am too. We do have a dare for our mama bears today, though. Should we go ahead and read that?
Do it. I want you to do it, because maybe we can have another outtake for the next one.
Yeah! Here we go. So, mama bears, Today, we are daring you to go ahead and act a little foolish. Now, we don't want to encourage you to make bad decisions or to put yourself in harm's way, but we do want to encourage you to get a little less cautious when it comes to your worry about how the world perceives you. We want to challenge you to get a bit vulnerable, to show your real, true self to the world in an act of courage. We want to dare you to take the risk of speaking your truth to those around you and not worrying about how others might judge you. Be so brave in your own little way that people take note and pause. Realize, Mama Bears, that you're going to mess up and you're going to say things that might not make sense or that might sound a little ignorant, but speak up anyway. Sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage and embarrassing bravery for something good to be born. Go ahead, Mama Bears, in your own ferocious and beautiful way, act a fool.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mama Bears, for those of you who have subscribed to us on iTunes. We are also on Stitcher, so anywhere you get your podcasts, we're there. If there's an app that you're using that we're not on, would you please leave a comment on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and we'll get on that as well. Like and review us on iTunes. It does, as Leslie said, help us reach new people, reach other Mama Bears who might get something out of the podcast. Have a great April Fool's, Mama Bears.
That's right. Happy Friday.